California's regulations causing truck shortages, rising costs, industry says. California's zero emission regulations are causing truck shortages and rising costs, according to the trucking and heavy duty vehicle industry. State officials plan to end traditional combustion truck sales by 2036. California's Advanced Clean Trucks regulation requires manufacturing companies to gradually increase the percentage of zero-emission vehicles they sell on the market, such as electric or hydrogen, and reduce the number of gas and diesel trucks. Anthony Bento, chief legal officer for the California New Car Dealers Association, said dealers in the state have seen dramatic decreases in available trucks for the 2024 model year as a result of the new rules. These rules are decreasing product availability, and when there's less product available, there's increasing costs, Bento told the Epoch Times. The on-the-ground reality is that California consumers and businesses are going to be paying more because there's not an adequate supply of new product available that meets customers' demands. California's goals include reducing tailpipe emissions and requiring the progress and adoption of advanced clean trucks. By the end of the 2024 model year, 5 to 9% of sales in California must be ZEVs. The ACT regulation was adopted by the California Air Resources Board in 2020 and approved by the State Office of Administrative Law in March 2021. Industry representatives say the rules are forcing businesses to drive out of state to purchase trucks and parts that are non-compliant, leave the state of California, or close up shop altogether. They also say truck business owners are delaying upgrading their fleet so as to not deal with the requirements. Mark Botts, owner of Tow Industries in Los Angeles, which supplies trucks to emergency roadside services, told host Siamak Karami on Epic TV's California Insider in an interview published on December 15th that the towing industry doesn't yet have any available ZEV options. "In our industry, regardless of cost, there isn't an electric truck that works for us at this time," he said. "That next technology hasn't arrived for us yet. As a result, the number of diesel trucks available has been reduced dramatically," he said. Last year, his company sold around 600 trucks, and next year, only around 30 to 50 trucks are expected to be available. He said this will heavily impact the emergency towing industry. Meanwhile, CARB representatives have said the state's ACT regulations may not be the problem, citing a nationwide downturn in the market, supply chain issues carrying over from previous years, and manufacturers not being sufficiently prepared to comply with other emissions regulations. Inconsistencies in communication have led dealers and fleets to believe that the ACT regulations requirements are leading to the product shortages in the medium and heavy-duty space, which, upon discussions with all affected parties, is not backed by the data available, Stephen Cliff, executive officer for CARB, wrote in a memo on September 25. Additionally, some vehicle upfitters producing specialty vehicles, including tow trucks, have reached maximum production capacity thresholds nationwide and cannot increase production levels, which affects the manufacturer's ability to accept new orders. Cliff also said California's zero-emission trucks have increased in price by an average of $86,512 since 2021 to 22, while such European trucks have decreased in price by an average of $12,641 during that same time period. "There appear to be no clear reasons for this disparity between regions," he wrote. On December 6, the board published a myth versus fact sheet to address concerns raised about the ACT rules, stating, for example, "The ACT regulation does not have any provisions prohibiting or restricting the types of diesel-powered vehicles that can be registered or operated in California." CARB did not reply to the Epoch Times request for comment by publication time. A separate major regulation facing the California trucking industry is the heavy-duty low-NOx rule, which went into effect in 2021 and requires a 90% reduction in certain emissions for new heavy-duty vehicles compared to traditional diesel engines by 2031. ZEV-compliant trucks. At a CARB board meeting on October 24, Bento said data suggests that the magnitude of declines in available trucks are significant, over 80% for Class 8 heavy-duty trucks weighing more than 33,000 pounds. And the scale of these declines is unique to California. Therefore, he said they cannot be attributed to national or economic factors. If the supply of new combustion trucks does not increase, businesses that rely on these vehicles will be left with a couple of choices, Bento said. Continue to operate their older, more polluting vehicles for longer or purchase vehicles from out of state that do not comply with CARB requirements, he said. Both options undermine our state's environmental goals and will harm air quality. Brian Banks, owner of Action Towing and Road Service in the San Francisco Bay Area, said that while he supports clean energy and wants his children to live in a world with clean air, he also wants to support his 200 workers and their families. Unfortunately, at this point, there is no application that will work in our industry. I ask the board to please reconsider the regulations and continue to make amendments to allow us to run our businesses until there is a solution, he said. Other commenters suggested emergency tow trucks be exempt from the ACT regulation or postpone the regulation altogether until the technology catches up. Ashley Porter, sales manager for Oakland-based Tech Equipment, said she has seen many of their large truck customers leave California or pass the costs of updating their fleet onto customers. She said it has been heart-wrenching to walk her clients through the ACT and other regulations and noted that certain businesses don't have the resources to meet the requirements. The impact of these regulations as it is written today will impact the California economy negatively for years to come, Porter said.